The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Amateur Traveler Podcast Soundseeing Tour Number 2. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Today's episode is another special episode, Soundseeing Tour Number 2. This is part 2 of a soundseeing tour of San Francisco. Part 2 will include Fisherman's Wharf, Ghirardelli Square, Pier 39, Street Musicians, and the Hyde Street Pier, and will end with a ride on a San Francisco cable car hanging out on the outside for dear life. Enjoy the show.
So if you keep going walking down the hill, you'll come to Fisherman's Wharf. And Fisherman's Wharf has a lot of traffic. Good things about Fisherman's Wharf. You can find some good seafood restaurants here. Alioto's has been here for a long time. A couple members of the Alioto family have ended up in city politics. You can also find walkaway shrimp cocktails, fish along the sidewalk, basically. Other than that, mostly in Fisherman's Wharf, you're going to find a lot of tourists, t-shirt shops, and things like the Hall of Wax and the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. So, pretty ticky-tacky sort of place. I'd recommend you turn right at this point. We're going to go over to Pier 39. So along the waterfront are a number of piers coming out, and Pier 39 is one that's been redone to a little nicer shopping area. And the other thing we find in Pier 39 has a stage in the back, and often some of the best street performers in San Francisco, and a lot of street performers around this area between Pier 39, which is to our right, and Ghirardelli Square, which is to our left, and we'll head over to Ghirardelli Square after this. A lot of street performers, and to get on the stage at Pier 39, you have to audition. You don't get paid anything, so you still have to rely on the kindness of the tourists to throw something ahead at the end. But often you can get just a very good show from the street performers here, because these are some of the better ones. They don't include the bush guy, for instance, who will hold a bush and jump out at you and try and scare you. That's not the kind of act that usually would make it into Pier 39. In between Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39, you can find the Bay Bridge cruises, or sorry, the Bay Cruises, including the cruise to Alcatraz. I won't go to Alcatraz today, but I recommend the cruise highly, especially if you get the audio tour. So if you sail over to Alcatraz, the Rock Island prison in the bay, on a dreary day, you can go over there, or a sunny day. You get to see San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge from Alcatraz, and get the audio tour, and they'll tell you what you're looking at as you go around. They'll tell you about attempted breakouts. They'll tell you where Scarface, Al Capone, which was his particular cell. So that's quite an enjoyable tour. Or you can do the Bay Cruise, which cruises around San Francisco. If you get to the waterfront, well, you can't see it from here. So look, if you look straight ahead, you can see Alcatraz. And that's the island that's in the bay here. Good views of Alcatraz also from Pier 39. And there's two different lines that you can take, or traditionally there's two. It looks like there may be more than two now. The blue and gold and the red and white lines. And basically, those are founded by Stanford alumni, the red and white, or Cardinal, I suppose, in white, And the Blue and Gold is founded by University of California, Berkeley alum, and those schools are rivals. And part of that rivalry can be seen in the two different cruise lines. So as I walk here past the Alcatraz tours, I'm getting some of the street musicians. So now we're where the tourists are. So right here there were a combination of some of the good performers, looks like a Jamaican steel drum band, as well as just a few fellows who put on a mask and turn into a statue. Not the most entertaining performers. Well, one of the tours is about to take off. And here's another one from the Blue and Gold fleet just arriving. One thing I should warn you is if you wanted to do the Alcatraz tour, be aware the Alcatraz tour can fill up fairly quickly. So that's something you probably want to go over to earlier in the day and see if you can get a reservation. You can get a reservation for later in the day, potentially. But that's not something to wait till the last minute and assume you're going to be able to get on. There are a limited number of boats that go over to the island every day. And when those are full, then that's it. On the base of Pier 39, you'll see a marina. And on the bay side, on the left as you look towards the bay, you'll see a place where the seals hang out. And Pier 39 is your usual stores, a few restaurants, some amusements like the carousel. As well as a small aquarium. One of the things that I enjoy as a history buff is the plaques that are around Pier 39, talking about the history of this area. One of the ones I like is then Mayor, now Senator Dianne Feinstein, was sure that it wouldn't open on time, and so she promised that she would do the unveiling in her bathing suit if they were to meet the schedule. They met the schedule, and she appeared in an old one-piece bathing suit complete with arms and legs. I think they have a picture of that towards the back of the pier.
And finally, the flaming.
Sure enough, there's back here on the stage of Pier 39. Circling things on fire.
Now, before I eat fire, before I eat fire, I'd like to do one or two quick fire impressions. This is the only artistic thing I do. Even not stretching it. But this is something I love doing to my son. He's 7 years old, going on 8. Scares the heck out of him. The best part of my day, he goes like this.
assert your feelings. You know it's true. I am your father.
You look like you might call child welfare. It's a joke. And it's not the fire that scares my son. It's the fact that I'm his father. This actually happened to me in a taqueria last week. I said mild sauce? I will now put this out using only my two naked lips.
As the juggler here goes to eat, tells us, kids, don't try this at home. Go to a friend's house. If you walk to the end of the pier here, you've got a view of Alcatraz.
As you can hear, one of the other things that you'll find at the end of Pier 39 are the California sea lions. I think I may have called them seals earlier in the day, but that's a misnomer. They are California sea lions, and they seem to like hanging out here.
And
and pretty much what they do all day is lie around and make noise, as far as I can tell. It's not a bad life.
And here's a cruise you don't want to take. Here's the Neptune Society of California scattering at sea that will scatter your ashes in the ocean. So I would recommend the blue and gold cruise over this one, at least for the time being. We leave Pier 39. Here's a saxophone player entertaining the crowds. Fisherman's Wharf, get to Ghirardelli Square. Ask the bongo player. Ask the Alcatraz cruises again. Past the pedicabs. Past our living statues again. And the steel drum band.
Maybe it's gonna be alright.
fighting for a small thing, standing in the rising sun. Do you remember how to the white man goes down?
You can't do that, bro. You can't pull it around, though. You can't move it. Yeah, well, show me the money. Take this.
And here's three-card Monty.
Well, whichever one, you show me the money. Take this.
Get it.
Show me money, man. Come on. I don't have all day. You want to play? You don't want to play. He don't want to play. Where's he? Put it on. Yeah. Migo, I can't make you play, man. I do it again. No time to do. Here we go. Round it goes.
This is new. I hadn't seen this before. There's a demonstration boat and bakery opposite the Rainforest Cafe here, where they're showing us how they make the sourdough. And you'll notice I'm skipping over the Wax Museum and the Ripley's Believe It or Not.
You're gonna wipe us out.
Okay, and now I'm back to Fisherman's Wharf. And then if you continue on for Fisherman's Wharf, again, three, four blocks, you'll get to the other cable car turnaround and then pass that to Ghirardelli Square. And Ghirardelli Square is where Ghirardelli Chocolate is. You can get some ice cream sundaes there if you like. I certainly would recommend that. And the seagulls that you could find at Fisherman's Wharf. Scavengers. Noisy flying rats would be the other term for them. They seem to be perched all over the cars here for people who park down here by the wharf. The first 3 hours, I understand, are free with validation from a participating restaurant. And here's Scrun Carriage. Complete with reindeer antlers and jingle bells for the season, taking tourists around. Now we get to Guardino's and the walkaway crab or shrimp cocktails. See people with their red bowl filled with clam
chowder. Get my table ready! I'm coming, Uncle Joey! Get my table ready! Get cheese for
I've stumbled across the bush guy who's waiting to surprise people, and there's a whole crowd waiting for some unsuspecting victim.
He saw him and still got him.
And there you go. You got somebody. He's been here for years. And his shtick is that he hides behind two branches that he holds in front of him. And then jumps out at tourists. I see walking down by Fisherman's Wharf. Duck Tours have made it to San Francisco. I don't know if you've run into Duck Tours before, but they tour a city in amphibious vehicles. The first place we ran across them was in Boston, where my kids took a tour when they were out there, where you spend part of the time on land and then the bus is big amphibious landing craft, basically, that just drives into the river and then tours the river. So I don't know where the Duck Tours go in San Francisco, but I'm curious to see if I can learn more about that. When you walk down Jefferson as far as Hyde, you get to the Hyde Street Pier. And it's not very obvious from looking, but the Hyde Street Pier
on your right-hand side as you head west towards Ghirardelli is a San Francisco Maritime National Historic Park. And at the end of Hyde Street Pier, you'll find sailing ship, steamer, a Russian U.S. submarine from World War II. My kids did a program in elementary school where they went and spent the night on this sailing ship, and they were treated as the sailors from the sailing ship, which made it a little less fun because they had to get up for the 2 a.m. watch or whatever, and the food, I guess, wasn't particularly great, but it was hopefully an educational experience.
It's Russian.
As you walk out on the Hyde Street Pier, you can also get a real good view of the Golden Gate Bridge. Not quite as much today, as it's a little foggy, but you can get a view of Alcatraz and the Golden Gate here from this pier, up before you even get to the place where you need to pay admission to see the ships. You can hear the surf coming in. I'm told by the nice ranger here at the National Park that I was right about the submarine being here. It's a few piers back towards where I came, Pier 41, and it's part of a maritime association, but not part of the National Park. Well, there's something you don't expect to see on a winter day on December 26th in San Francisco is two gentlemen in their Speedos jumping into the bay for a brisk swim. I have to say, I haven't seen a lot of people use these beaches over here by the Maritime Historic Park and Ghirardelli Square. And I don't know why anyone would. The San Francisco Bay is always full at this particular part of the bay. That was part of the secret of Alcatraz, why either no one escaped or very few people escaped, depending on who you listen to, was that you had to jump into the treacherous waters that were 50-some degrees. And remember your 50-50-50 rule. If you are in water at 50 degrees, you have a 50% chance of lasting 50 minutes. And then you combine that with the currents that were going to take you out to the Farallon Islands. It made it a daunting escape, even if you could get out of the cell and the walls and everything. But the problem was that water doesn't naturally exist on the island, and food doesn't, obviously, and so everything had to be brought in, and the prison was very expensive to maintain and eventually closed. And here I am at Ghirardelli Square. Many times I stop at this point and get a chocolate sundae with the Ghirardelli chocolate on it, but I think this time I'm just a little foot weary. If you do take this walking tour that I'm proposing, you want to be in pretty good shape, able to walk for a few hours, including hills. But at this point, you get to treat yourself to a cable car ride back to where your car is, parked somewhere over by Union Square. Now I'm at the cable car turnaround. Literally, they put the cable cars on what looks like a big Lazy Susan and turn them around by hand. Usually street musicians down here entertaining the long line of crowds waiting to get on a cable car.
Okay, guys, settle down. You're way too rowdy. Nobody rush the stage. Does anybody know how many psychologists it takes to change a light bulb?
One, but the light bulb has to want to change.
One, but the bulb really has to want to change.
Yeah. And I'm going to head back to the other cable car line, which, as I said, is a shorter wait. But it's kind of fun seeing this one. You'll get the artisans up on the street above it showing their wares as well. Painting, sketching, jewelry. If you're a fan of the Irish coffee, as I recall. That was in Ventura. I think that's right near here, Beach and Hyde. Don't see it right now, but excuse me.
I'm sorry about that.
You are planning on taking the cable car. Plan on waiting. Plan on it taking an hour by the time you wait for one. It does take a while. The cable car will hold about 50 people. The ride is about $5. It's about, the ride is exactly $5, except for kids, I think maybe less. They operate from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. daily, 7 days a week, year-round. The most thrilling ride is definitely hanging on the outside. When you pass the other cable cars, you really feel like leaving us. So this is what it sounds like to be hanging out on the outside of a cable car. Coasted through that intersection because we crossed another cable car line. We're right about the back of the cable car barn. And the groupman is leaving. changing Griffin. Somebody's doing a three-point turn in front of a cable car. Turn left from Mason onto Washington Street. This is a coasting turn. I think they're letting go of the cable and coasting down because it's a downhill turn. So we can just let go and then get further down and grab back onto the cable. It's very odd, because there's no one standing in front of me. I'm hanging out as the first standing rider on the outside, so I feel like a bumper. Every year in San Francisco, they have a cable car bell ringing contest. Cable car equipment, or who's best able to get a tune out of that one note bell. Powell Street now in Sacramento. My hat is threatening to fly off here. We're only going 8 miles an hour. That's the speed of the cable. Oh my gosh, there's another cable car coming right at us. It feels like they get very close when they do that. Powell and California Street, right back by the Mark Hopkins Hotel. Knob Hill. The equipment is letting go of the cable here as we cross another set of tracks. And he'll stop here at the far end of the intersection. Grab the cable again, you'll hear him. Big grips. He's just waiting for the signal, and then we're off again. Oof! Going back down Knob Hill. Powell on Pine Street. Another cable car about to pass us on my left. Close enough to reach out. Hello. If you're going downhill, you're kind of leaning into the pole. leaning up further onto the side so that when you stop, you don't hit your head into the hole in front of you. We're at Bush Street. We're almost at Union Square where I'm going to hop off. The other thing about Union Square is there are a lot of theaters in the area. Most of the, well, a lot of the theaters in San Francisco are very close to Union Square. It's ringing itself as some of the cars to our right didn't leave room for the cable car. We're at Powell and Sutter Street. We are blocking Powell and Sutter Street right by their Sir Francis Drake Hotel. The doormen for the Sir Francis Drake Hotel are always dressed out in 16th century regalia. Wheel as he goes down the hill. They're just wood on metal. And there's Macy's, and here I am at the northern edge of Union Square. And that's riding a cable car in San Francisco. And that's probably a good note to end. Thanks for joining me in the Amateur Traveler Podcast Goes to San Francisco.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Goodbye now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.